morning. I'd like to call the today's date, September 9th, the City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Board to order, please. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Hines?
Here.
Mr. Bourne?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
And we have a new board member, Mr. Donald Smart.
Here. Welcome.
Hi, Mike.
And Dr. Behrman is now, was appointed to a different board last night, so he is no longer on the board. And Mr. Stevens?
Here. Is there any member of the code board who would like to disclose any ex parte communications with any respondent, any party in any case?
With any of this, what basically is, if you had discussions about any of these cases, you disclosed them. I guess you didn't, but you did, you see these close.
Before we bring staff up, I'd like to welcome Mrs. Smart officially to the board.
Thank you.
And all members of city staff who will be testifying this morning, would you please come forward and be sworn?
Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah, first case is case number CEB 0505215, Masonic Lodge.
Just one thing, we do have counsel here.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Robinson, what case are you here on?
Number 31.
Okay, that's fine.
Are there any other members of council present? Again, case number one is CEB 0505215, Masonic Lodge, 512 South Street. They're here for a progress report. Compliance date, is that an error? It says 2/1/2010.
Oh, it should be 2011. Yes, it is.
Okay, just for the record, the compliance date is February 1st, 2011. Two, actually. Thank you. Good morning, Robert. Good morning.
This is it.
Well, I don't see anybody here to give you your progress report. So.
Smart. Should we wait?
This is the
mic is probably downstairs.
No, I haven't heard from anybody. I figured they were going to show up and give their progress report. And
Michael Mitchell's probably downstairs.
Yeah, he works downstairs.
I mean, if you want me to stand by, I'll run down there and
sure.
Grab him.
If you don't mind.
Sure.
We'll just take that case a little later in the agenda. Case number two is CEB 0310 51, Hannon Incorporated. They are also here for a progress report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Raise your hand, please. You solemnly swear to the testimony you're about to provide, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
State your name, please.
Dave Grandy.
Good morning, Mr. Grandy. Steve, morning. What can you tell us first?
Good morning. Welcome, Mr. Smart.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm happy to note that we actually have some progress. The wall has been formed up. The contractor is putting in some really nice footings, and I'm continuing to do the measurement just for my own edification as well as the board and the city. And that particular measurement is moving. I remember when I first started, it was just a little over a quarter of an inch. Now it's right at a half. It's bowing in the middle, but the horizontal crack on the very face of the wall is not yet. And hopefully we'll be able to make it till November when these gentlemen can get this job done and get it out of our way. Okay. But in the meantime, the contractor has covered all of the sand. He's doing everything to code. Everything looks good. He's limited only to working off mainland side on the fallen wall only. He cannot touch the other one that I'm watching by measurement.
Okay. Thank you.
That wall is what's going to stay there until November?
Yes. And I will continue to measure it.
Mr. Grandy?
Yes. Well, like the inspector said, we actually got lucky and started on the north side. But obviously, we can't do anything on the south until November.
Okay.
So.
Are we still trying to protect the public, making sure there's not a hazard to the public?
Yes. I mean, it's actually a slow time of season anyway, so he doesn't have anybody there at the hotel, okay. Just a handful of people.
Okay, great. Any member of the board have any questions, comments?
That's fine.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Before we move forward, I'd like to ask that all members of the, well, any respondent or any person in the audience, if you have a cell phone, please make sure your cell phones are turned into the vibrator silent position. And also, when you come forward, please speak into the mic, because the proceedings are being recorded. Case number three is CEB 041065, Brian D. Seaman, 608 Butler Boulevard. Is the respondent here?
She called this week. The property's been sold to somebody new, and they're asking for one more month. I asked her to be here with some documents showing me that she's done something.
Okay. What's your recommendation, Michael?
Mike, has the new owner been notified of the violation?
She was the manager of this building over the last 2 years, and she's been here. So she's been involved in it. It's $20,000. She's been, I told her, I said, you know, it's starting to get, you know, it'll be cool in November. We really wanted this thing done. She closed on it about 5 days ago. So I sort of understand that she couldn't have done it before that because she's spending her money. So if you all would like to give her one more month.
I want to make sure we give her formal notice of this, of the violation. You know, she was, even though she knows about it, let me make sure she gets the paperwork in the future and that she knows what's going on.
Okay, we'll cite her.
It's like, because we have a new owner, the code for violations of the statute, you've got to give them an opportunity to cure. So we've got to give them 30 days anyway.
Okay. All right, so we'll send her a whole new package, yeah, and with her name on it. And okay.
And just for clarification, and correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't mean that the violation goes away.
No.
It just follows
no.
The property, and the new owner is just being notified, just right, brought up to speed.
Do you have any documentation from her as far as her?
It hasn't been changed in the
information.
Right, but I'll call her up and get it. Yeah, she lives right next door, so I'll pull that information, and we'll post the property, and she'll get it that way, I guess.
And if this is a multifamily property, is that correct, Mike?
I'm sorry?
It's just multifamily.
Multifamily.
Okay.
Mike, do you know if it, we know that it's been sold, but do you know if it's been recorded?
I don't. Well, that's why I've been looking at the tax rolls, and it hasn't changed
yet.
It's
recorded, right, Larry? She doesn't own it unless it's recorded. It was a train. If the transfer deed has to be recorded.
We can check with the court to see if it's
clerk,
been done.
Yeah.
With the clerk. All right. I'll do that.
Sure. Any member of the board have any opposition to maybe extending the compliance date or imposition of a fine for another month?
I don't
Anyone
see
like to make a motion?
Extending it.
Okay. Would you like to make a motion?
Chair, I'm going to recommend that we extend 30 days next week.
We have a motion by Ms. Himes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Harrington. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
For clarification, the next cutoff would be October 6th.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cut off the next day, next meeting date.
Is that okay, Mrs. Himes?
Yes.
We have a motion to amend our previous order until October 6, 2010. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Case number four, CEB 0610131, Constance McMillan and Julius.
Michael.
Oh, okay. Going back to case number one, CEB 0505215, Masonic Lodge, 512 South Street.
Yes, ma'am.
Morning, Michael. Could you state your name for the record?
My name is Michael Mitchell, president of Fraternal Lodge number 36, 512 South Street.
Okay, we have a compliance date set for you off of February 1st, 2011. You're here today just for a progress report.
Amen. Good morning, first of all. Thank you for allowing me to come. I apologize for my absence. I was in a meeting downstairs. But good news, we have submitted the grant. I received the email from Tallahassee stating that they have received the grant and it's in process right now, and I haven't received any further information from them for at what date we would have to appear before the Historic Preservation Board. I do plan on riding to Tallahassee when the packet is before the board, so as soon as I get the email, I will be doing that. We're still working with the city as far as the $150,000 coming from the Historical Preservation Board, and so everything is still in motion. I did speak with the president of the ECHO board, and Margaret Harris, and she said that our order does not meet the criteria. I think one of the board members that made a recommendation that I go to that grant process, and she explained to me, and she gave me an email saying that our order does not meet the criteria, and plus they doesn't have any money for that particular our particular project at this time. So I was not able to receive anything from them or to attend the meeting to make a request from them to support this project.
I ask you to clarify. You said Historic Preservation Board and the city?
Yeah.
The CRA board.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Bob, would you like to add anything?
Well, it sounds like he's making the progress you want, but the city would like to see two broken windows repaired, if at all possible. I don't know how long they've been broken. I don't remember seeing it until about 2 weeks ago when a citizen pointed it out. It's on the front edge on South Street. I don't know. That's a picture of it.
Okay.
I think that may be new. And I don't know when it was broken, but I see it's broken now.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Upstairs.
And that would be part of the, part of the original citation. Okay. Broken windows.
Be taken care of for the end of the week.
On the back, that's broken.
Be taken care. Whatever it is, be taken care of for the end of the week. All I need to know what it is.
So
that's new to me too.
Window on the front, or window on the back.
New to me, but we'll take care of it before the end of the week.
Okay.
But we're gonna. That's what I'm gonna have my guy to do is just put a board over that one as well as to the one that's in the bank also, because the rest of them are boarded up as you can see. So we just have them to put a board so the kids won't continue to break the window out.
Okay.
Did you share that email of the grant acknowledgement with the inspector?
I make sure he gets it before close the business today, and I'm sorry. But I was in the meeting. I meant to print it out, but Mr. President, I made sure that the board gets a copy of that from the historical, from the Tallahassee also.
I would like to ask also if you're just going to board that up, ask that you paint the board white so draw less attention.
That's going to make you happy to be done. I want you to be happy. Done.
Well, it'll be consistent with the rest of the board.
It, so. Yes, sir.
Are there any additional questions or comments by members of the board? None. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, sir. I'll be right back.
Okay, case number five. Number four. Robert. Sorry. I tried to get ahead of us. Case number four is CB0610131, Constance McMillan and Julius Funches, 900 Vernon Street. Mr. Respondent here. They're here for an imposition of a fine. What can you tell us about it, Robert?
So nothing's changed. The roof is still has the tarp on it, and I don't see any permits. So I would suggest we impose fine at $25 a day.
With a cap of.
And
have you had any contact with the?
Not lately, and I was going to forgot to look up the cap, but I can tell you that at the time of the violation, the building was vacant. So, anybody got that term?
So it's non-owner occupied?
Non-owner occupied.
Single and family?
Correct.
It's be $15,000.
Okay.
And it should be on the back of your 2011 calendars.
Okay. We do have a signature on the card. I can't read the signature.
Okay. Let me clarify that. I've had a lot of contact with her, but just not lately.
Oh, I see.
I mean, she was... I believe she was in the meeting a couple of times, but she was at least out in the hall. And I don't know if she testified or not, but she's well aware of the situation.
This is Connie McMillan, who used to be a grants writer.
Yeah.
What was your question, Mr. Harrington, or your statement?
This is Connie McMillan that used to write the grants for the city. Constance McMillan.
Oh.
So she's around.
I always knew it was Connie.
Yeah.
Okay. We can impose a cap of $15,000. The inspectors recommended a fine of $25 per day. Does any member of the board wish to make any motions that might agree with or line up with the inspector,
so
or differ that?
I'll second.
Impose a fine of $25 per day effective immediately.
Okay. And second. We have a motion by Mr. Bourne, second by Mr. Harrington. Are there any additional comments by members of the board? Comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. So that will be effective today?
Yes.
Okay. Case number 5 is CEB 07-10139, 701 South Martin Luther King Drive Land Trust Agreement, dated 1-15-10, care of trustee LLC as trustee, and the property address is 703 South Martin Luther King Boulevard. Mr. Respondent here. Morning, John.
Good morning. I've had no contact with this property owner. He did apply for a re-roofing permit on 811, but there's a lot more than just roofing going on at that property. So the city would like to impose fine of $50 a day, capped at 15.
Okay. Is this also, well, I guess it would be, it looks like a trust, so. Chair would entertain a motion based on the inspector's suggestion that we impose a fine of $50 per day with a cap of $15,000 a day effective today, John?
Yes, sir.
So moved.
Today.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Bourne. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay, case number 6. Thanks, John. Mm-hmm. It's CEB 0810145, Evelyn F. Fowler, Life Estate. 136 Brown Pelican Drive. Mr. Respondent here. Morning, Dan.
Morning.
They're also here for an imposition of a fine.
Yes, sir. It's a non-compliance, and the city's asking for a $25 a day fine with a cap of $10,000.
Okay. Now, what is it you're asking to do? Get a permit and plant a tree?
No, just get the permit for the tree they removed.
Oh, they're removing a tree.
Correct.
Okay.
They removed the tree, right?
That's
without
right.
A permit.
That's correct.
And we want $25 a day with a maximum of
$25 a day till they get the permit, and the cap is at $10,000.
And how much is the permit?
It's not much.
Is it $5?
Yeah.
Do you have a suggestion, Mr. Brown?
When you get a tree permit, they generally want to know what you're taking out. So
right,
they can
right.
Back in.
I know, I just did one last month.
Yeah, and this wasn't a tree that was dead. They just wanted to remove it. It might have done damage to the driveway. I don't know, because that's why that driveway's damaged. But I don't, it doesn't look like it's lifted, it's dropped.
When they apply for a permit, do you send somebody out there to say, yes, you can remove this tree, or no, you can't remove it?
No, they have to get permission. They come down to permits and licensing, apply for the permit, tell them they'd like to remove this tree, and someone will determine if the tree can be removed or not.
Somebody out there.
Right.
Yes. Mr. Brown, would you like to make a motion?
Well, is it possible, Mr. Chair, to do a one-time fine instead of an accumulation?
No. Is it?
I can't help no more than $500 a day. It's a one-day fine.
$1,000.
You get to $1,000, but one-day fine.
That's
too much.
I was thinking in land development code, it might say $1,500 for removing
tree. But I think we're stuck with $1,000.
It's not a very large tree.
Specifically related to trees as well. Thank you. You're saying there's something specifically related to
trees. I think in the ordinance that they can be fined $1,500 for removing the tree.
My thought is, and I'm not going against what you're saying, Mr. Brown, is, but if we impose a one-time fee of, let's say, $1,500 or $1,000, then that doesn't allow the respondent the opportunity to maybe cure the problem, which might save that person money if they take care of it in the next few days. Then that's not $1,500, but it might be $75 or $50.
That's why I was going 25
right.
so low.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just asking.
They're living there. They're there, the people that own that house.
Well, they didn't send back the green card, the sign certified, but it was posted. The property was posted. There was one sent first class, one posted downstairs, and one also posted on the property.
Okay. But someone is living there.
Yes.
I would rather, personally, I think we're better off to go with the $25 a day than have some drastic.
And if our
fine.
I believe we can also cap that, not necessarily at, you know, the max. We can cap it at a certain amount.
We can do that, yeah, cap it at the 1,500.
I'll move for the imposition of a fine of $25 per day, effective immediately, with a $1,500 maximum.
Second.
I second.
We have a motion by Mr. Boren, second by Mr. Smart. Are there any questions and comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. And that was effective today, Mr. Bones?
Effective today.
Okay. Capped at $1,500. I just think that would be more economical for the owner.
Mm-hmm. I was just asking.
Just my opinion. Okay. Case number 7 is CEB 0810146. Yes, that's Grameen A. Revocable trust dated 10/20/93 as amended 6/30/94 and 8/4/98. Property address is 212 Fairfax Avenue.
This one also is in non-compliance, and city's asking for a one-time fine of $250.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion. Fine and respondent a one-time administrative fee of $250. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Who had the motion? Is that Mr. Brown? Mr. Brown asked the motion. Second was Mr. Harrington?
Mr.
Barnes. Sorry, Mr. Barnes. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 8, CEB 0810150, is in compliance as of 8/25/2010. Case number 9, CEB 08152, is also in compliance as of 8/24/2010. Case number 10, CEB 0810153, Clint Goel, 321 South Seneca Boulevard. Is the respondent here?
He wasn't able to make it today. I had a lot of contact with him. And I've looked at his property. He's been painting, and he's almost done, so I would like to amend the next cutoff.
Chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until October 6, 2010 to come into compliance.
So moved.
Be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borens.
Oh.
Mr. Heron has a second then. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 11 is CEB 08156, Sunshine State Community Bank, 552 Tarragona Way. Is there anyone here representing the respondent?
They're not going to be here today.
Okay.
It's they had needed pool maintenance, and they needed a fence around it. They put the fence around it, but they left a gap between them and their neighbors, which they're going to close. And I would like to amend to the next cutoff for that also.
Chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order allowing the respondent until October 6, 2010 to come into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Bourne. So are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. If any member of the board would like to take a quick break before we move on to the new cases. And we're moving into our new cases, beginning with case number 12.
Does your attorney have his clients with him yet?
I don't think we have a deputy chief yet.
Waiting for the deputy chief.
Okay.
We still have to wait for the deputy chief.
Oh, the deputy chief.
Case number 12 is CEB 0910157, LGF Assets 2008 LLC. Property address is 1660 East, Shangri-La Drive. Mr. Respondent here. What can you tell us, Danny?
This property is in non-compliance. Next cutoff. It's a property that I had contact with the owners and realtors, and they haven't done anything.
Okay, a chair would entertain a motion allowing the respondent until October 6, 2010 to come into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
I'm sorry.
Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in non-compliance and allowing the respondent until October 6, 2010 to come into compliance. It will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Mrs. Hines has the motion.
I'll
second. Is there a second? Mr. Bourne has a second. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all of them in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 13 is CEB 0910158, IMBREL LLC. Property address is 38 South Grandview Avenue. Is the respondent here?
Yes.
Good morning. Would you raise your right hand and be sworn?
State your name, please.
Michael Libby.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to provide? Do you hold your pen up and about the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Libby, would you tell us what your relationship is to the property and or the organization IMBREL LLC?
I just purchased this property yesterday.
Okay. Were you aware also that the property is does have some violations?
I do.
Okay. Michael, what can you tell us about it?
Non-compliance at this point. I guess he bought it as is. He's going to need to do a rehab agreement with the city to turn it back into a single-family house, remove part of the electrical, put stairs to the second floor, remove the stairs from the outside. The windows have to operate. You can do that with permits and licensing downstairs. Mark Chris will get a contractor to write up the agreement with the city.
Okay, I already have two bids for the windows. Okay. I have two bids for the roof, and I have someone doing the drawings for the electrical right now. I took down the stairs yesterday because it was a liability. There's kids and a lot of activity in that area. I had them removed because they were falling down.
Okay.
And I've cleaned up the property. I took care of the graffiti, and I put some screws in the rest of the windows so they would not open, so that it couldn't be broken into until I can rehab it.
Okay. So basically, the property currently is unoccupied.
Correct.
Okay. And when you say you cleaned it up, are you referring to the landscape as well?
Yes, sir. I cleaned the palm trees up. I cut them all back. I cleaned up all of the garbage around the house. I actually emptied the house out. It was filled with junk.
Okay.
I cut back all of that and cleaned up the palms.
The graffiti?
Yes, I painted it last night.
Oh, I see.
I did see it yesterday. The front wall is leaning. See right here? Where?
Yes.
That has to be repaired, pulled back in. You're really going to need to go down to permits and licensing and do that agreement with them.
Okay.
How to revert that back to a single family. And once you have that with Mark signed off, then we'll go with that.
How much time do you think it might take either one of you to bring it back into compliance.
To do the thing, like how far along are you? He just bought it yesterday.
I bought it yesterday, and I actually have pulled out the kitchens that were in there already. Okay. So I'm moving forward. I have people that I needed to empty it out. Needed to go back. So
can we amend it and add him to this?
Yes, we will. We will.
I do have my HUD statement from yesterday. I brought it with me in case it was necessary.
Great.
It's Michael Libby, and do you need my phone number? Oh, 621 Lenox Avenue. Yes. It's 32118. I actually have filled out an application for the grant to revert it back to a single family as well, and I have the pictures, and I'm going to apply as soon as I get my next bid on the painting, because that was one of the violations that's peeling. So,
are you working with the CRA on this, or have you thought about it? There are grants available.
Oh, right. I'm matching funds.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I talked to Jean, I think her name is.
Jeannie.
Jeannie. Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Libby, how long do you think it might take for you to bring the property back into compliance, considering the fact that you just bought it? We're understanding that, but and you have now knowledge of what needs to be done.
A strong 90 days? More would be better, but depending on what they get into when I get them to rip the roof off and et cetera.
A progress report in 90 days.
Yeah.
Just a progress report, 90. What about compliance?
Compliance, because he does have to. It's a rehab. I mean, he's going to have to put stairs up through the building.
And in these drawings.
And these drawings. So, yeah.
Progress report by. Do you want it monthly, Michael, or just maybe in a couple of months?
Why don't you give me 2 months to
end it?
Maybe by November 11th, we can have a progress report and compliance by January. Does that sound fair?
February.
Okay. By February 2nd?
Sure.
And if there's a problem and you know you can't meet that deadline, then you can speak to Mr. Fitzgerald and then we can extend it.
Okay.
The house is, I mean, the bathrooms are really not bathrooms any longer.
Right.
It's a real rehab. I mean, it's from ground up. So.
Yes.
Chair would entertain a motion. Fund the response. Well, first of all, Mr. Fitzgerald, Mr. Libby, as the new owner, do you agree that the sum of all the conditions exist at the time of notice?
What can I ask you that? You acquired the property yesterday.
At the time that you acquired the property, were you aware that the violations existed?
I actually pulled for this meeting.
Yes.
I pulled it off and read it, so I found out about 6 days ago.
They should have told you that.
They
should have been in your disclosure statement.
No. But.
You know now.
I actually knew there were some issues with the house, obviously, because I walked through it. But,
Chair would entertain a motion allowing the respondent until February 2nd, 2011, to come into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Also, requiring the respondent to provide a progress report at our November 11, 2010 meeting. And Chair would also entertain a motion amending our order and adding Mr. Libby as the new owner, Michael Libby, as new owner effective as of September 8th, 2010, per his information.
You worded that in two separate motions?
I think you put it all together.
Or you can put it all together.
And they need to be added to noncompliance?
Yes,
we did.
Make it noncompliance.
Yes.
The code inspector has one more recommendation.
Yes, Michael.
To demo permits and permits to be pulled.
Okay, bye.
Before I understand the stairs were necessary to be pulled down, but before you start knocking anything else down or doing the just the pull demo permits for the demo,
okay,
and the and then pull permits for the other stuff.
Okay. In addition, Chair would also like to entertain a motion requiring the respondent to acquire all appropriate and legal or required permits before taking on any type of tasks that might create any harm or violate any law of the Land Development Code.
So moved.
We include in that motion the premises remain unoccupied.
And the premises should remain unoccupied until compliance is achieved.
So moved.
That was a lot.
That was a long motion. It was a long motion.
It's A, B, and C.
I think Mr. Bourne's. Mr. Brown has the motion. Mr. Bourne's the second. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Yeah, why don't you read it back?
The motion includes amending the case file to reflect Michael Libby as the new owner.
Yes.
He was found non-compliant and shall be into full compliance by February 2nd, 2011, with a progress report for November 11th, 2010. And it was further motion that he pull all appropriate permits that are required for the rehab or demolition, and the property remain unoccupied until compliance is achieved.
Yes.
Good. Very good. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why not the monthly progress reports?
The inspector didn't request it.
I guess the first month he's going to do drawings and
right.
stuff, so it's
yeah.
going to take a little bit longer.
Now, I'm speaking about after November 11th.
We can do that on November 11th.
Yeah, December.
At that point, yeah. We
can satisfy the ask for December.
Sure, absolutely, if you want that.
Yeah. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Good luck with that property. That's a great property.
Thank you.
Next case is case number 14, CEB 09-10159, Adrian Maurice and Jackie Duncan, 500 South Caroline Street. Mr. Respondent here?
He's not going to be here.
Okay. What can you tell us about that?
He's got a broken window that he hadn't fixed yet. He's got a damaged fence. So we're just looking for non-compliance. Next cutoff.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in non-compliance and allowing respondent until October 6, 2010 to come into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Bourne. Are there any comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 15, CEB 09-10160, Richard M. Pugh, 220 South Landville Avenue, is in compliance as of August 31st, 2010. Case number 16, CEB 09-10161, Eddie's Evolution Incorporated, 557 Park Drive. Mr. Respondent here?
We have a property representative coming.
Okay.
So what did you say?
Don't follow Amy.
She's copy rep is right here.
Good morning, Bullitt.
Good morning. Good morning.
I do.
Can you state your name, please, for the microphone?
My name is Carolyn Taylor.
Carolyn Taylor?
Yes.
Taylor. What is your relationship to Eddie's Evolution Incorporated, Mr. Taylor?
That's my godbrother's property.
And do you have permission to speak on his behalf or behalf of the business?
Yes, I do, sir.
Robert?
It's just a lot of issues for maintenance. You can see by the pictures. You have that long list of, paint, interior, electrical, like... ceiling fans about to fall out. I think we've got some windows, door frames. We've got some rotting wood in the carport. We've got some exterior doors. And I think all these pictures of the interior speak for themselves, but you've got the ceiling where the roof is leaked, so we think the roof is leaking because we see the evidence of it there, so we've got to fix the roof. So she's got a lot to do.
When you test,
and we are just looking for finding of non-compliance right now, and then she can tell her story.
Go ahead, Ms. Taylor. Do you have any comments for us?
Yes, I do, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, I do, sir. I apologize for the way the property looked. The lady that was in there just let us in. Well, she didn't want to let us in. What she did, she was living there for free, and I asked her to move because we wanted to get into the property. And she told me the state was going to give her money to pay rent. I told her I didn't want no rent. I just wanted her to get out so we could fix it up because we knew it looked it bad. Well, since I told her she needed to get out, I'll put her out. She called code enforcement because the house wasn't like that. I mean, the outside needed pressure washing, true enough. They didn't let us know that the roof leaked. They didn't let us know anything. And then they go and they pull the fans down and they tow up the interior and everything. I have a camera where I took pictures where they let the dog come in. And just, you know, it's just terrible. And if I'm asking the board to give me at least until the first of the year, because it's hard for me to try to, you know, get it together. I'm trying.
Okay. First of all, Ms. Taylor, do you agree that some or all of the conditions existed at the time of notice?
At the time of notice, yes, sir.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion for honor and respondent in noncompliance.
So moved. Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Hines, second by Mr. Brown. Are there any questions, comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Ms. Taylor, I think I heard you say that you had a tenant in the property. Is that correct?
I didn't have her there, sir. She came in and stayed there for X amount of years, and I didn't know. And when I asked her to move, then that's when she started destroying the property, to my knowledge.
Was she a squatter, or was she related to you all?
No, sir. She was a squatter.
But she's gone.
She's gone, yes. I had trouble getting her out of there. I had to call the police to get her out after she had to move all the stuff out. She wouldn't give me the key. So I had to call the police to get her out of there. But she wanted me to get the sheriff to set her out, which she didn't have anything to set out, but she wanted me to spend the money to do that.
What are your intentions for the property after you have brought it back into compliance?
Well, sir, what I wanted to do, I was trying to get someone to come out and give me an estimate of what it would cost to get the property back up to code. So the guy's wife got sick of cancer, so he couldn't do it. But I would like to get it back up to code, bring it back up to code.
Will you be representing your brother?
Yes, my godbrother, yes.
Do we need Ms. Taylor's information, Amy, contact information? Do we need to add her?
If she would like to receive yes. copies of the documents,
yes. Please.
What's your mailing address?
10307 Myrtle Street.
M-Y-R-T-L-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that
New Smyrna? No, ma'am. Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Yes. 33617. Yes, ma'am.
10307.
Yes, 10307 Myrtle Street.
And is it
C-A-R-O-L-I-N? No, ma'am. It's C-A-R-O-L-Y-N.
Okay. Thank you.
No, not necessarily. Ms. Hines is asking if we have to have a notarized statement in order for her to speak on their behalf or represent them and receive notice.
Well, I'm concerned about you saying it's her godfather, godbrother, but as opposed to being it's not a legal relative. We need something from you, from whoever owns the property, to let us know you can represent. It's going to be in writing.
Well, I have all of that document behind me in my chair.
Make sure you get that to Mr. Kish.
Yes, I will, sir.
Okay.
Robert, how much time do you think you're going to need to bring the property into compliance?
I was asking the board, if you don't mind, to please give me at least until the first of the year. At least until the first of the year. Please.
Are you asking for maybe January 1st, Ms. Taylor?
January the 1st would be...
January 15th.
Yes, sir, that would even be better. Yes. And I would keep in touch with Mr. Kush.
Roberts, what are your thoughts about that?
Sounds perfectly reasonable. She can do it if she can get the resources.
Now, I know that you're involved, Ms. Taylor, but who will you be supervising the work or monitoring the work? Who will be doing
if you're
in Tampa?
I have my godbrother-in-law, he's here too. So he would be, you know, doing most of the work. He would probably be, if I could ask the board for permission for him to pull the permits that I would necessarily need to get started.
Is he a contractor?
Well, he does.
Contractor.
Well, he does little odds and ends on the inside as far as, you know, painting and, you know, cleaning and stuff like that.
Well,
no?
To my knowledge, I don't believe that's going to be acceptable, or he's not going to be able to pull the permits because, number one, he's not the owner of the property.
Okay, so I have
and
to come and pull
case,
the permit.
In that case, you're going to have to hire a licensed contractor to do the work.
Okay.
Make sure it's a licensed contractor.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion allowing the respondent until January 5, 2011 to come into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Smart or Mr. Brown?
I don't know. I heard that here.
Mr. Brown? Mr. Smart has a second?
Okay.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Mr. Chair, I just have one question.
Sure.
Mr. Kish, is the property secured?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Would you like to amend your motion, Mr. Brown?
Yes,
to
it does.
Include that the respondent must maintain the security for the property?
Yes, so that you don't get another squatter in there.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. And it will remain unoccupied
yes.
until compliance
yes.
is achieved.
All right.
Mr. Smart, would you also agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Ms. Taylor, if you would, please keep in contact with Mr. Kish, and he can advise you, or if you have questions or anything like that that may be necessary, he can help you along the way.
Yes, sir.
And it is not in compliance until he has actually gone out to inspect the property. So when you are done with the work, make sure you contact him so he can go out and
I will, sir.
Put the property back into compliance.
I will, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Yeah, have a good evening.
Case number 17 is CEB 0910162, Benjamin Babazada Karasani. Property address is 1808 North Atlantic Avenue. Is the respondent here?
The respondent is in Germany and has been for quite a while. He has a representative, but she won't be here either.
What can you tell us about it, Steve?
I found this house back in March, actually, the end of March. By accident with I think there was a surfer that was pretty much squatting in this house right on beachside. So on March 24th, I did the initial inspection, sent out the NOV, took the photos. A letter was returned because Mr. Babazade has lost a number of properties in their community. Posted it with the photos on the door. Then on 5/12 of the same day, I found a contractor named Tom who was actually doing an analysis of the property, and I was thinking, good, this place will get in, be put into compliance. So I gave him a copy also because he had some dealings with the property owner. That seemed to have fallen through, but in the meantime, the windows and screens were repaired, the doors were replaced, or the windows were replaced with screens. The garage doors, which are the remaining violation, has not been touched. Then I did come up and found April from Caldwell Banker, who has some sort of a dealings with the property owner to assign for repairs, which they're not doing at this point because they had another tenant come in that ended up trashing the house. But anyway, I gave her a copy of the violation notice, and then she informed me that it was now in the process of deed in lieu of foreclosure. And I'm not sure of the ramifications of that particular process, but I do know that Bank of America is going to end up owning the property, so I don't know if we should add Bank of America right now or just find out.
Has the foreclosure taken place?
No. It's in process. Okay. All right. But in the meantime, they are in non-compliance, and the best I can do is next cutoff and hope that the bank will take care of those garage doors because that's all that's remaining.
Chair will entertain a motion found in respondent in non-compliance and allowing the respondent until October 6, 2010 to come into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So, motion. No second.
Motion by Mr. Bourne, second by Mr. Brown. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign.
Steve, you can let the bank know what's going on. If you want to send notice, that's fine. Until they actually own the property, they can't be formally added to the case. They just want to send a notice as long as know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
Okay, I'll find out which branch it is.
Most banks won't do anything until they take over the
right,
property.
Right.
But maybe they would.
If I forewarn them, perhaps they'll get to it quicker, hopefully. And it's not a pool, so it's not real critical.
Mr. Chair, did we want to take the cases of people that are here? So we can,
sure,
since there's only a few.
We do have one that we need to wait on.
Right, right. Aside from that one.
We can take others.
Larry, I have one. The rest of them are all in compliance.
Okay.
That's okay. And this, my only one open is a rental lock license.
Which one, Steve?
Number 19.
19, okay.
The rest of them are in compliance.
Okay, case number 19 is CEB 0910164, Clifford Morris, 242 Williams Avenue.
Non-compliance at this time is will be a 251 time next month.
Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in non-compliance and imposing a one-time $250 administrative fee. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Is
there for compliance or non-compliance?
Yeah.
So which one?
19.
Yeah. Oh.
Next month.
Yes.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in non-compliance.
So moved.
Sir, we have a motion by Ms. Brown. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Harrington. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. And Steve, number 20 is case number.
The motion could include the October
6th
compliance date for
them
to go.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Did I get ahead of myself?
A little bit.
See the time. I'm rushing.
Okay.
Yes.
Just for the record, so I'll have to read it.
Yeah, 18, 20, and 21, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Okay.
18 compliance.
18 was compliance October 6th, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Case number 20?
September.
Actually, October. I don't have them written on this particular one. I should have written
18, though.
18 was in compliance.
Is in compliance.
Is, yes. It is in compliance.
18's in compliance.
What was the date?
I don't remember. I gave those to Amy and didn't write them on this one. So I apologize.
19, we're allowing them until October 6th.
822.
Compliance is 822?
Okay. Number 18 compliance is 822.
22.
Okay. And then 20.
Case number 90, we found them in non-compliance. We're going to allow them until October 6th.
Pardon?
Come into compliance. 19 is
yes.
Non-compliance with a compliance date of October 6th.
Right.
Case number 20, CEB 0910165. Is that Sharon or Charon Reynolds, 332 Williams Avenue. Occupational license.
Compliance.
Date?
9-2.
Case number 21, we have case number 20 is in compliance as of September 2nd, 2010. Case number 21, CEB 0910166, Sandra Kaufman, 926 North Wild Olive Avenue.
Compliance.
Date?
9-2-10 as well.
Yeah. Okay. Case number 21 is in compliance as of 9-2-2010. Are there any persons in the audience who would like to come forward? And we can take your case out of order. Okay.
Number 22?
Yes.
Okay.
John Hogan.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your name John Hogan?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me just a moment, Mr. Hogan. Case number 22 is CB 0910167, Beachside Acquisitions Incorporated, 755 Fairmount Avenue.
Correct.
And that's Barbara's.
Non-compliance next cutoff. He has applied.
Got it. Yesterday.
Oh, you got approved yesterday?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I was off yesterday, so I'm sorry I didn't look at the record. So evidently he's obviously in compliance.
Okay, compliance as of yesterday, which would have been 9-8-2010.
Correct.
Well, wait a minute. Oh, okay, I see.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm looking at April 28th.
Yes.
Compliance. Okay, 9-8.
Do I need to find out for the record what Mr. Hogan's relationship is to Beachside Acquisitions Incorporated?
President.
Okay, you're all done, Mr. Hogan.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Barbara.
Sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to come forward? Ma'am, do you have a case? Yes.
Yes.
You can come up.
I think John had got the list, but he stepped out.
Was this Pierce? I don't know. Hey, what's the number, case number 30?
Case number 30 is CEB 0910175, Earl A. Buss and Darlene F. Buss, 168 Pierce Avenue.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you state your name before testifying, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Darlene Buss.
Okay.
Earl Buss.
Can you raise your right hand if you can? Can you tell us what the testimony you're about to provide? The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. John is not here.
Mr. Stenson had stepped out. He just wanted to say that they are currently still in non-compliance, and he would request the next cutoff.
Okay. Mr. and Ms. Buss, would you like to make some comments?
Yeah, I've got a lot of records if anyone had wanted to see it. We have been trying since January to bring everything up to code. We ran out of money, so we the last couple of months we've been doing internal, some of the things we had to do inside. I paid a man $2,400 to do the work on the outside so far, and then on the inside $1,500. But repairs I had to have done. We still need, what I understand, we still need to have some of the wood on the house and the apartments taken off and new wood put up, and steps on the back of the house, and one or two windows that's not operating properly that we have to repair. But I have run out of money, and the only way I can do it is take my mortgage money like I've been doing and using that to do the repairs.
How much time do you think you'll need to accomplish the repairs?
Probably till January, depending on, I've got to find out from Mr. Stinson just what has to be done yet. And I contacted a contractor for the rest of the work to find out if I was supposed to get a permit or what for the wood that has to be replaced. And the second contractor I talked to said the best thing I could do was to find out what had to be done, what's left, and have him come over and meet with the inspector and find out exactly what it would be up to code to do it. That's what he told me.
You said apartments is that are.
Yeah. I have a house.
You live there and then you rent.
We have two apartments that we rent out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've been working on them for the last 6 years. We put about $40,000 into them for the last 6 years. We've been trying to do everything: new roofs, new city sewer lines. We've replaced the apartments there. We've renovated a lot. We've bought all new appliances. We're trying. We just ran out of money.
Okay, Ms. Buss, do you all agree that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes, uh-huh.
Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance.
So second.
We have a motion by Mr. Boren, second by Mr. Brown. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. That was just something administrative we needed to do, Ms. Buss. John, do you have any comments?
Yes, I think the easiest way to go about this one is to allow them to apply for the occupational license
okay.
for rental property. When the building inspector comes out to do their inspection, they'll be able to point out all the different things they need.
Uh-huh. Well, I've got my license up to date. So, I just need to get somebody out there to tell me exactly what has to be done now,
What I would suggest is after this hearing,
uh-huh.
go downstairs to commit your license at room 127.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Good.
Ms. Buss, you indicated just previously that you also had some work done on the inside of the building. Was that work done by a licensed contractor?
Yeah, I had just the sink, the pipe and the faucet on the kitchen sink replaced upstairs. And I had, he was a contractor, and I had I had the wax ring on a commode. The guy had broken it three times while I was in the apartment, and I had that replaced. Okay. And then the piece of wood on the floor was replaced. And downstairs, these are just repairs that go on. And downstairs, I had the pipe and the faucet on the downstairs sink, bathroom sink, fixed. And then I had to have the electrician out a couple of times because we had a wiring problem in the circuit board, circuit breaker. I had to have that done a couple of times because it wasn't when they first came out. FPL came out and said they thought they had fixed it, and about a month later it was the same thing. So I had an electrician, an appliance man, and an FPL out.
John, Ms. Buss is asking for a compliance date of maybe January 5th. Are you in agreement with that?
Well, considering that this case started 12-8-2009, I'd be less inclined to give that much time. I have been in limited contact with Ms. Butts. Actually had an inspection scheduled and she canceled for whatever reason. Hadn't heard anything.
Husband had surgery. Yeah.
I'd like to shorten that up by at least 30 days because we have been dealing with this property for quite a while.
Maybe 12-2?
12-2 would be fine.
Okay. Ms. Buss, the inspector, Mr. Stinson, is recommending that we allow you until December 2nd, 2010, mm-hmm. to come bring the property mm-hmm. into compliance. If we need to change it after that time, then we can also consider that.
Yeah, because
that as
I
well.
See, I called when I got the letter in December. I called the beginning of January to the Code Enforcement Board, and I was put on a voicemail. And I asked them if, if left a message for them, my phone number, my address, and said that I was in dire straits as far as my mortgage when I was two payments behind when all this started. And I said that I needed to get assistance. Was there any type of assistance I could get? And no one called me back.
Okay, well, I would advise you, if you would, to stay in contact with Mr. Stinson.
Mm-hmm.
Who will help you along the way and provide information regarding bringing a property into compliance. Pardon me?
Is there any type of financial assistance I can
get? I can't really advise you on that from here, but I'm pretty sure there might be some. I'm not really sure.
I think so.
If there's, again, Mr. Stinson might be able to provide some information that might be helpful for you as well regarding that.
What are the cross streets for Pierce?
Mulberry. Mulberry here, close to Mason.
What's that?
On the east side of
Ridgewood.
That's
CRA.
No.
It's in Mason and
Ridgewood. Correct.
Yeah.
The old
wind system.
Right on
there. Yeah. Chair would entertain a motion allowing the respondent until December 2nd, 2010 to come into compliance be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. In addition to that, requiring the respondent to also acquire a rental license, occupational license, and are we going to require them not to occupy the property until compliance is achieved and make sure it's secured as well and brought up to city standards and hire a licensed contractor for any work that requires a licensed contractor?
I believe they occupy the front structure.
Yeah, we do.
Still have the tenant on the first floor.
I have a new tenant on the first floor and my brother-in-law on the second floor on the top.
So the entire property is fully occupied.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scratch that part.
I think we should bring this back. We need to bring them back. Yeah, but we need to bring them back sooner than make sure it's a set of progress.
Yeah, I was going to suggest maybe a progress report, John, in October or November.
Agreed.
Which
yeah.
Both?
Both.
Okay.
Chair,
what else? It's amending our order or our motion, also requiring the respondent to provide a progress report at our October 14, 2010 meeting and our November 11, 2010 meeting. Is there such a motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mrs. Hyams, second by Mr. Brown. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Mr. Chair, I just want to make sure the item of the no rental license, Ms. Buss, you understand you can get that.
I have it now.
Okay.
She said she had it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ms. Buss said she had it. So
I'd like to recheck on the license, but my last check was done 7/27.
Yeah, I have paid.
Because they would have, if she had it, they would have came out and gave her a list.
In theory, yes.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anybody. I haven't had a knock on the door. I haven't had, I'm there all the time because I'm sick. I can't get around much at all.
I'm finding that sometimes they get occupational license instead of the rental.
Right. Okay. It has to be a specific occupational license.
Well, they all I know is they sent me the bill and I paid it and I got the license. Yeah. Okay. I was late with it, but I did pay it.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. What we've done, Ms. Buss, is at this particular time, we're going to allow you until December 2nd, 2010 to bring the property into compliance. Again, if there's a problem with that date and you can't achieve the compliance, you can make sure Mr. Stinson is aware of that. In addition to that, we're also requiring that you provide a progress report at our October 14th meeting as well as our November 11th meeting. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to attend personally, but you do have to bring Mr. Stinson up to speed, and he can give us a report. But if you have any problems with achieving compliance or any problem with making the meeting, you can come if you like, but you have to stay in contact with Mr. Stinson.
Right.
Okay. Do you have any additional questions?
No. The one thing I have been concerned about is the guy that I hired. I told him originally when he started working in January that I was involved with getting everything up to code, and I explained and showed him the letter. And he said he was a licensed, you know, got out of a penny saver, and he said he was a licensed painter and he was insured and everything. And I said, well, if there's any permits that are supposed to be drawn, you know that. And I said, just make sure that, you know, you get a permit for anything. And he told me he didn't have to have a permit for painting, and then he did. He put a window in for me that looked very good, but then he came down to City Hall afterwards checking to see if we were in the restoration area and making sure of the guidelines for that. And he came back and said he shouldn't have put the window in because he wasn't inspected, you know, insured and licensed. So
and structurally need the permit.
Painting, you're right.
Need the permit. The structural does.
Yeah. See, that's considered, you know, the window is considered construction. So. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I said, well, I'm not going to have you do any more windows then, you know. And so I started checking to get someone else different. This is called a couple handymen, and they said they're insured and licensed, but then I asked them, can you...
They may be insured, they may be have an occupational license.
Yeah.
Mean if they're licensed.
Well, I started asking them. I didn't know it. I said, can you pull a permit? Because I got to have permits if it's supposed to be done by permit. And they'd say, no, I can't do that. So I switched over to a contractor. I had two contractors come out, and they've all said that they're licensed by the Florida State, and they can pull a permit, too.
And you can always ask to see it or go online if you have that ability to check it.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Thanks very much for coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Case number 23 is CEB 0910168, 354 Fletcher Avenue Land Trust. The property address is 354 Fletcher Avenue.
Case number 23, 354 Fletcher is in compliance as of 9/3.
Thanks, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Case number 24, CEB 0910169, Mid-Florida Housing Partnership, 708 Indiana Street, is in compliance as of 8/31/2010. Case number 25, CEB 0910170, Sharon and Shoshana Ulfer, 536 Sandra Avenue.
536 Sandra is in non-compliance. Their first inspection failed on September 1st, and they're going to make the adjustments, make the repairs, and then call for an inspection. So I say non-compliance next cutoff.
Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in non-compliance and allowing the respondent until October 6, 2010 to come into compliance. So will be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time administrative fee of $250.
So
Mr. Harrington has the motion. Second by Mrs. Smart.
Whatever.
Was it Mr. Brown?
I am Mr.
Brown. Okay, that's okay. Fine.
Second by Mr. Brown. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Do you have any more, Barbara?
Barbara.
Oh, she left.
No, she doesn't.
Miscellaneous business is also just an administrative item, so we could probably take that for
which
the
one?
Last case as well. The miscellaneous business.
Oh, okay. Case number 2601071 is in compliance as of 9/1/2010. Case number 27 CEB 091172 is in compliance as of 8/31/2010. Case number 28 CEB 091173, Terry L. Riley and George H. Carter III, 143 Kingston Avenue.
That's compliance, 830.
Okay, thanks, John. Case number 29, CEB 091174, ADJ and SRJ Investments LLC, 215 Kingston Avenue. 29.
Yeah. That's definitely non-compliant. No progress, no contact, posted the property, and it's definitely a police problem over there.
Yeah. Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in non-compliance and allowing the respondent until October 6, 2010 to come into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time administrative fee of $250. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion was Mrs. Smart, I believe. Who had the second?
Mr. Bourne.
Mr. Bourne. Mr. Brown. Okay, are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
John, what we say it's a police matter, what exactly does that mean?
There are a lot of police calls to the property for various issues.
So we wouldn't be involved with that, but who's going to deal with that?
The police issues?
And the property, or...
It's actually falling on the property owner's shoulders. He's he owns another piece of property in town that's also a police problem. So it's generally falls back on the owner, and we're just trying to come to an agreement with him.
Okay, we've disposed of case number 30. I'd like to move on to miscellaneous business before we take case number 31. Miscellaneous business is the case number CEB 0710141, Carolina Wagner, and the property address is 313 Taylor Avenue.
Yes, this fine was imposed last month in ERA. They have already been in contact with the zoning officer, and she's definitely working with them to find a variance, for lack of a better term, on their property. So we would like to remove the fine, withdraw it.
So we vacate the fine and the
pretty much.
And the compliance date.
What compliance date are you recommending, John?
I'll give them a compliance date of the last hearing when the fine was actually imposed. What was the last hearing?
August.
Right, the last August 12th. We'll give them that compliance date because right after the hearing.
Well, no, we need to.
Is he in compliance now, John?
He is in compliance now. Correct.
He's
in compliance now.
Was he in compliance as of August 12th?
As of August 12th, yes.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and vacating the fine that was imposed at our August 12th, 2010 meeting and. Based on the inspector's report that the property was in compliance as of August 12, 2010. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borns. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay, the motion carries. Sure. Before we take our last case, case number 31, we're going to take a 10-minute break, if that's okay with all board members.
Major call.
To order, please. Case number 31 is CEB 0910176, Martin Ebersbach, 605 Tinglewood Street. Mr. Stinson is the inspector.
Dave Robinson for Mr. Ebersbach.
Will Mr. Ebersbach be testifying, Mr. Robinson?
Yes, Mr. Richard Graham as well.
Thanks for everybody.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear the testimony
you're
about to provide the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Would you both state your names?
Mine's Martin R. Ebersbach.
This is Richard Graham.
Richard Graham. John, what can you tell us? Or does the city?
Yes,
Tony?
Definitely.
Sure.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Robert Jagger.
No, come to Mike.
Okay. Robert Jagger, Deputy City Attorney. As you know, I'm not the normal attorney assigned for this board. Mr. Jackson, who is the attorney assigned, is called in sick today. He has the file for the prosecution of this matter, and the city would ask for a continuance, a short continuance of perhaps a week, to allow Mr. Jackson to appear and handle this matter.
Is it ongoing business, Mr. Robinson? Is there an ongoing business at that location?
No, there is not. It's a single-family residence.
Okay, so we're trying to what's...
Are
you going to prejudice you in any way? I'm just wondering what...
That's because Mr. Everstock goes out of town. I asked the clerk this morning, are there any items on the agenda that have been postponed or canceled? And at least Mr. Jager could have notified her they were going to ask for a continuance. You've seen the venue since 9.
We didn't know about it until just now.
I understand. I'm not blaming you, but I'm just saying I think we should go forward.
And to be honest, I wasn't even aware of the case until now. I wasn't aware that we had a special matter this morning, which Mr. Jackson has the special knowledge on the prosecution.
I don't see that it's a special matter. John Stenson's the code enforcement officer. He's
would you all move the mic closer to it? Just speak directly to the mic.
Mr. Stenson's the code enforcement officer assigned to this, and I think he's probably prepared to go forward today. I would object to any continuance. I think whatever evidence they're prepared to present, Mr. Jager's capable of cross-examining.
I have no file. Mr. Jackson has the file, so I don't know what evidence is to be presented.
And Mr. Stenson, would it prejudice, and obviously I know it's inconvenient to you today because it came down another year, but would it prejudice him in any way as far as you're concerned to continue this matter, or are you ready to go today, or what's your status?
The city would like to continue the matter. No, it wouldn't prejudice him.
Where does your client live, Dave? Is he from? Okay. Please maybe come up with a date that's convenient for everybody.
60 days.
I'm sorry. Could we come up with a date that's convenient for everybody? And, you know, so you know what time you have. I mean, if it was out of state, I can understand that. But if you come over, Orlando.
60 days.
That's a little bit too low. That's
this is an ongoing issue, and so the city would like a hearing as soon as possible.
Let's see. This is... today is a 9-9 meeting. The next meeting would be October 14th.
October, yeah. I'm looking at the wrong one. Let's see.
Mr. Chair, I know we have a chamber opening on Tuesday the 14th when we have the special magistrate scheduled, but that actually was moved as well. So I believe the chambers is open Tuesday morning.
September 14th?
Yes. I just double check with the clerk's office to make sure nothing was rescheduled and put there, but I did move the special magistrate meeting, so I know there is no room in that one.
14. See if we can get a quorum. I'm available the 14th. I bet you it's Stevens.
I can make myself available. I just have to cancel class.
Judge, I'm used to you being a hearing officer. That's my birthday. That's bike week. I'd ask that we continue to the following month.
September 14th?
Yes, sir.
September 14th is not likely.
No, it isn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
September 14th.
September 14th. No, that's not likely.
Okay.
Because, see, we have to get a quorum that day.
We need to know if all of the members of the code board are available on September 14th.
What day?
September 14th, which would be Tuesday.
No, everybody, we should need a quorum.
Well, at least, yeah. Have
that's
quorum.
Next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I'm available.
9 o'clock a.m. Ms. Himes.
I'm getting confirmation right now that the chambers is open, so we could start it.
Tuesday at 9. Mr. Smart, which will be available?
This is next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And what's where I am?
9 a.m.
And would you email us?
Okay.
Mr. Harrington?
Yes, I'll be here.
Okay. And just for confirmation, that date is amenable to the city upon verification that the chambers are available?
Yes, I believe it is. Okay, the chambers are available.
Yes. Your clients can hear that day?
What day is it?
We just have your case.
September 14th at 9 a.m.?
Yeah, I'll be fine. Okay. Just your case, not everybody else. Just the other case.
Right,
okay.
Your case. I'm sorry, do we have confirmation from
yes.
the board members?
Yes. Can we just find out the time frame as to how long the city thinks it's going to take to do away with the case?
What do you think?
Or how long the proceedings are going to take? What is an hour from that? 1 hour.
Okay.
Just an hour? Let's plan for 2.
An hour to both sides.
Let's plan for at least 2.
Okay.
I'm going to reserve.
Oh, the case is a non-conformance,
non-conforming use.
Non-conforming use of a single-family home.
That's what's been alleged.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we need to take a motion and second to continue this hearing to the 14th.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion amending our orders and continuing the case. CB091017, case number 31, until a special meeting to be held on Tuesday, September 14, 2010, at 9 o'clock a.m. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case has been continued until Tuesday, September 14, 2010, at 9 o'clock a.m. We've blocking out 2 hours, and it is, ladies and gentlemen, a special meeting of the code board. Okay? Thank you.
Mr.
Robinson, you have a business card? Yeah. And I didn't mean to apply here. It has been on our last year before I came up here. If there was a continuance, and you didn't have any reason to know.
No. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, we'll just be here, Jay. We are going to, so for your birthday, we're going to cancel travel court that week.
Oh, all right.
That's because of your birthday.
I'll be making a promise you can't keep.
You ought to enjoy yourself that week.
Thanks.
Is there any business that any member of the code board would like to discuss at this time?
Other than Mr. Cino talked about putting elections on the next agenda for a new vice chairman. I'm not sure there was any.
Because of the absence of, or, well, actually, the decision by Mr. Dr. Bannerman to go to the Board of Adjustment, we do have a vacancy now for a vice president of the code board.
There's no need for us to put it on the next special meeting. Put it in the next special meeting.
Put it on the
special. Yeah, just take us 5 minutes. Take us a minute. Just, this way, in case Mr. Stephen doesn't show up for whatever reason, we've got somebody in charge. About jinxing you. I'm like saying, yeah, this way we have somebody. Whatever you want. You make up the article. I don't care.
Like you said, it only takes a couple of minutes to do that.
I just want to make sure we always have somebody.
I just want to make sure I have my agenda right.
One of my 4 years, I never missed a meeting now. Let's find out.
Mr. Chair, I had a quick question. In light of what appears to be the circumstances of this case, is there anything that we can have prior to that? Do we need to review anything? No? Okay.
You'd have to have it that day.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, gotcha.
So any member of city staff who would like to make some comments or ask some business that they'd like to discuss? I'd like to ask the gentleman on the audience, did you have a case or a concern that you'd like to bring, needed to bring before the board? Okay.
Thank you for being here today. And make sure that Al's well enough by next Tuesday.
Make sure
Al's well by Tuesday.
Yeah,
okay. We have Tony in. Tony will by Tuesday. Yeah, make sure you get everything here, too.
Welcome, Mr. Smart. Yes,
welcome, Mr.
Smart. I'd like to ask a question that's certainly not before this board. But come up. I work in various elections. What is the sign rule?
So he can discuss.
I guess you guys are involved.
And do you want on the record or do you want to adjourn first?
That's adjourned.
That's adjourned.
Is there any member of city staff who would like to make any or bring up any business before the board? Make any comments? Chief Deputy Beers does. Hold on just a moment. Deputy Chief Beers, I'm
good
sorry.
Good morning, members of the board.
I'd just like to welcome our new member, Mr. Smart. My name is Steve Barris, Deputy Chief of Police overall, the Operations Division, which encompasses code enforcement. So I just want to welcome
I you. Heard you the other night. I was out at that session at the police station.
Oh, okay, great. I didn't screw up too bad, did I?
You gave me condolences. No, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We've all heard it. Okay. Again, like we'd like for the record to welcome Mr. Smart to our code board. Hopefully it'll be an enjoyable experience for you. I say that tongue in cheek. But I guess we're adjourned.